Dr. Fisher.
I'll try.
Please do.
Historically, people have evaluated technology in the sense of comparing the use of a computer program of some kind with a paper and pencil piece of evidence of some kind. Is it better to use an online dictionary versus one that's in print, that's online on a student's desk? Is it better to do written exercises in a workbook, or better to do it on a computer, than some type of drill and practice program? And the result, by and large, the result of these kinds of comparisons have shown no significant difference. In fact, so much so that it's become a kind of phenomenon, that there is no significant difference. Some have used that no significant difference to argue for technology. See, it's just as good as paper and pencil. I wonder if they considered the cost of a paper dictionary versus a computer. I think there will be significant differences when people do a little bit of job at analysis and doing research designs. The primary reason that there has been no significant difference up to this time is that the questions addressed have been way too broad. Is a computer better than a dictionary? Is a very vague question that needs to be much more precise. Mm-hmm. I do believe that investigation of particular specific kinds of components within a technological environment will show different kinds of things. That is, what kind of electronic dictionary is helpful. Also, underline a lot of this, we really don't know what students do when they use technology. And I'm going to maybe embarrass Nina a little bit, but when was it you said that? 10 years ago? 15? we don't really know. We do need information from Tracker. Tracker is that essentially collect what students do and store them in files for analysis later on. Once we begin to understand better how students actually use the software, I think we'll have a better idea and be better equipped to answer more particular kinds of questions. I remember 6, perhaps 9 months ago, a flurry of messages on our Calico listserv concerning research technology. Mm-hmm. And the basic theme, as I recall, was, is it fair to students to deprive them of something in order to demonstrate that the experimental group performs better in some way? And some argued against it, in fact, that should not be done. I frankly don't know any other way to do it. If we're going to do empirical research, we must, in fact, have subjects using different kinds of things to examine what works better than others. The question of validity, I think research and technology, when well designed and well carried out, is just as valid as any other kind of research in second language acquisition. So I don't know that we can lay a charge at the feet of technologists, is your research valid, without laying that same charge at the feet of people who do research in second language acquisition.